Who got better? That's all. The trade period's over. Who got better during the 2.5 weeks that was at times interesting, at other times it meandered along? But there's undeniable interest in the trade period. We know that. It's all done now. Who got better?
Yes. Who got better? And also, if you've got some ideas as how you can improve this trade period, we'd love to hear from you as well. A lot of text messages coming in wanting the Wisps early tips for Caulfield at the weekend.
Not one.
I haven't done my heat maps yet. I'll be doing them in earnest later today. Right. So tomorrow morning, tune in because I'll
There won't be much heat given the weather.
Well, there won't be a lot of heat, but you can still do a heat map whether you've got a the heat or not there.
Weather-wise. I think you mean a speed map.
No, it's both. Oh, I do heat maps.
Oh, you do heat maps?
Yeah, not speed. Everyone else does. Gary, the speed map. So yesterday, my friend.
Well, it's a heat map. They're going to stand still, are they? So we work out where they are.
I've based this on the champion data, heat patches. You know, the ones where you see.
You've been talking to Hoyney.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of people in the last 24 hours.
We can talk to Bruce McAvaney tomorrow. He's going to join us for a comprehensive preview.
He's going to be with us tomorrow. Half hour?
20 minutes?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
finally,
knows.
We've got a good racing man on.
He knows a thing or two about the caper. But let's go back to the footy.
Oh, hang on. Someone wants to know that horse. They said, Tim and Gaz, what was the name of that horse for Caulfield? Kane, that's from Kane.
Yeah.
Is that Kano our Kano? It was Master of Wine. That's a Wayne Hawks. That's a Hawks stable horse that, anyway, we don't know anything. But Hoss told me the suspicion was that it would run in Sydney, but all of a sudden the weather's come. It loves the wet. You heard Wayne Hawke say they're doing a rain dance. Mm. So if we get a heavy, heavy rain over the next few days, it's $41 at the moment.
That's
might be worth $250 each way.
Well, we could end up getting 50 to 100 mil of rain too, so that's going to change things. They're going to turn it upside down. I've got an eye too on Montefilia and Young Werther. So just if you want to save,
pinched
that.
My two tips straight out of my mouth.
I'll wash your mouth.
I was saving them up for tomorrow. You dirty dog! All right, who's a winner? Who's a winner?
Everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner this time of year.
Lots of A pluses and lots of Bs and lots of 7 out of 10s for blokes that haven't played much footy. But that's the nature of where we're at, I suppose.
You know what? This played out exactly the way that those in the know said it would pre the draft, the trade period. Exactly. They said, look, there's not going to be a lot of activity with big name players because there's not a lot of money out there. And a lot of clubs are still trying to work out exactly what the AFL is going to do. The AFLPA is still in negotiation with the game as well. So it did play out that way. I guess when the dust settles, everybody looks around, and in particular, if you're a fan of a particular club, you're thinking, okay, what have we actually done here?
Yeah, let me know whether you're happy.
Have we filled one of our needs here through this trade period?
All right, we'll do quickly what everyone else has done, right? But we'll give our own take because I think there's been a lot of mayo put on this when you do your assessments, right?
Yeah.
I said all along, This is nothing more than a trade. This is nothing more than a depth trade. There's a couple of clubs that have done better than that. But for the main, it's backing up and adding a bit of depth to your team. I don't think there's many trades that have been done are going to change things for a footy club. That's my opinion.
No, but mark the clubs based on the competition and what happened during this trade period, what they did compared to the other teams in this trade period.
I haven't gone into that. Like, I look at Adelaide, yep, I think they're going to be better, Adelaide. Jordan Dawson comes in, Jake Kelly goes out, they held on to pick four, so I'll give them a tick. Well done.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think they've done really well. They've got one of the best players that was going around that got traded during this period. They got him
into
their
club. And
he's young still. He's got a lot of time to play the game, and he's been a very consistent performer, finished third in the Swans BNF.
All of a sudden, you've turned into Kelkin and Kel Toomey. Brisbane, they get Darcy Ford in. Nothing goes out. Blah for me. Blah. Just a bit of depth.
Yeah, a little bit of depth, yeah.
Carlton, that's all. Darcy Ford. Good on him. Hope he gets an opportunity, but don't think he's going to win your premiership.
Everyone thinks Carlton's done the best.
Should they have done more, Brisbane? That could have been a better question, given where they are in the window.
Well, Carlton have brought in Hewitt in the midfield, who can play.
Yeah.
Really good, solid player.
Yeah.
Chera, who can play. And Young, who can play at AFL level and probably still has some development. And I think on talent that they've brought into their club, they lost Petrescu's seat and they've held on to 25. You'd have to say that they have probably done better than any other club in the competition.
Yeah, no, Chera and Hewitt, Young's just depth. Like this time last year, we were saying how great Carlton were going to be because they got in Sard and Williams. So I think Chera's credentials are well established and George Hewitt's a good citizen. So tick for Carlton. Lipinski comes in, gun midfielder, it was described somewhere. Kruger's backup depth, Lynch goes out. They've kept their – they've got enough points to get Nick Dacos, so well done. Good tick for Collingwood, but Patrick Lipinski, he may move the needle.
Mm. Essendon, they
Jake
wanted –
Kelly's a good kid.
No, they wanted – but they not only that he's a good kid, but they actually wanted somebody that could be a lockdown-type defender that could play slightly tall,
he
small. He does that. Yep. He puts guys away. He shuts them down. So they've gone there, but they weren't able to get – the other thing that they wanted to do was get in a small forward as well, which they weren't able to do. They were looking at Tyson Stengel. Obviously, he chose Geelong, and then they couldn't get the deal done with Bobby Hill. Although that came late. That wasn't a deal that they'd been working on for a long time.
No. And Bobby Hill, from all intents and purposes, looked like he said he was very happy at the Giants until late in the piece. So, yeah, tick, but no, nothing massive.
And you should be able to just swing Bobby Hill back. Like, if he can swing like that one way back to the other way, then it shouldn't be too difficult for them to come to some sort of arrangement with Bobby
spin.
Hill.
I'm going to get to spin. This is the next part. You're going to spin this as well, which we'll get to Hawthorn in a minute.
Fremantle?
Geelong.
Fremantle first. They got Brody and Clark in.
Where come Fremantle's not on my list? Fremantle. Well, they
lost Chera. They got Brody, Will Brody, and Jordan Clark in.
Well, Will Brody's that's pure depth. Pure depth. Nothing. That's not moving. That's not changing Fremantle's fortunes.
Clark.
Yet to be proven. So speculative. Given him 4 years, maybe he'll be more settled. But
okay, I'm a bit more bullish on him than you.
Okay,
I think he's better than speculative.
That's good.
That's good. Yep.
So you're happy?
Well, it's not always good that we disagree, but
I can't find Fremantle on my damn list.
Okay, Geelong, Segler, they got in. They lost Clark, Fort, and Kruger.
Yeah, that doesn't change much. Although Johnny Segler's honest, and ruck has been a position that they've struggled with a bit. So, but it, to me, it doesn't look like that's Johnny Segler's going to win them the premiership.
Hey, what about this on Geelong? I was just reading about this morning. The Cats have four players on their list that have been drafted in the first round.
And one of them, Joel Selwood.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All the way back to Joel Selwood.
And Stephen Wells said that. He said, yeah, we know we're going to have to adjust at some stage, but we still think we're a chance. Everyone else in the footy world thinks you're a bit old, but they keep defying them. Gold Coast, Chol comes in, Brody goes out. I think Chol's good for them, so I give them a tick.
Yeah, I agree.
The big one for me is the Swans. I think this is one. Dawson going out is...
You're
going
to jump.
I like Laddams coming into Sydney. I think Laddams can play, so I think that might be one that changes things a little
bit. You're not going to go through the order now?
Well, I'm doing it through the paper. Why? I don't know.
Well, you missed the Giants.
I'll get to them.
Well, no, I'm just doing this in order.
What did the Giants do?
Well, the Giants lost Finlayson. They didn't bring anyone in.
No loss.
The Hawks lost Max Lynch. They got in Max Lynch, and they lost O'Brien and Segler.
So this is the interesting one, the Hawks, isn't it? So they're the interesting one.
And they had all those discussions around some of their senior players as well.
Yeah. So let's...
Have they got some work to do now, do you think?
Let's have a listen to the recruiting boss and also their head of footy. So let's start with Mark McKenzie, who was asked on Trade Radio why the club agreed to deal Luke Bruce to the Giants without the player's consent.
No, I don't think it actually got to those points at all. It was GWS approaching the management from there, and obviously we have initial chats from there on. If there's anything significant in any of these deals, you go forward. But the main part about this is the player, and we're going to be open and honest if there's any approaches from there, that we just have the open chat from there and get their view. But really, it sort of doesn't go down to all those sort of details. It's the approach from other footy clubs, and if it's significant, we'll have open conversations with the other clubs and the players as well.
Well, why did it go to the fact that they've offered up 24.59 Bruce and a future fourth for 13 and a future third and some pay?
Yeah, because they would have had the conversation and they would have said, okay, what will get this deal done? And they would have said that. And then they would have been working with the player at the same time.
Can I stop there? There's no good doing that. Don't do that, because all that does is makes it blatantly obvious and patently clear to Luke Bruce that Hawthorn want to trade you.
So but he already knows that.
No. Wouldn't you go to Luke Bruce and say, listen, Luke, the Giants are on the phone. They're interested. Do you want us to take this further? Luke says, nah, I ain't going anywhere.
You got to work on two levels with these things.
Well, that's all. Don't.
He knows.
Pee down our back and tell them it's raining then.
Who are you peeing?
Mark.
Whose back you peeing?
Mark.
Down?
Don't tell the Hawthorn, oh, no, we love our players and we're really thrilled they're staying, and then go into the depth of that they have to try and get rid of them. Go to Luke Bruce and
you
say,
you have to do that.
Hey, Luke. We've told you at the start of this, which I'm fine with.
Yep.
Everyone's on the table. Luke goes, yeah, I know, you told me. Okay, we've got the Giants on the phone right now. So do you want us to pursue this? Luke Bruce goes, not at all. Right, and that's what Rob McCartney tells us. We go to the players, they've got the whip hand, they're contracted, we ask them, they say no, and we say, we love you, how great it is that you're staying.
No, I agree with all that, but you've got to have that you've got to have that open dialogue
and
communication.
That's what they said
with the player.
That's what they said they've had from day one.
No, the most important thing about all this is what they've been saying to Luke Bruce all the way through. Now, we don't know that because we haven't heard from Luke Bruce. We're assuming that these conversations have been taking place because their president came out, their chairman of football, their director of football, Richie Vandenberg, said pretty much in reshaping their list, all these things. No, just listen to this for 1 second. Yes. What you don't know, you don't know, and I don't know, we don't know what the conversation was that the club has had specifically with each one of those players about whether or not that they were going to have discussions with other clubs about them specifically. That's all we don't know.
No, we do.
Generally, we know that those names have been thrown up, but we don't know what level of conversation took place between club and player.
Yeah. Luke Bruce ain't got any interest in going to the Giants.
No, we know that, but we don't know what the conversation was between Luke Bruce and the club.
But that's what I'm saying. He's not going, Tim. So why do we get
no,
to
he
the
doesn't
detail?
Want to go. He doesn't want to go now.
Chad Wingard doesn't want to go to the Giants.
No, he doesn't want to go to the Giants. You don't
know. But it's
know.
Now you... come to light that they're prepared to pay 60% of his wage. That's how much they want to get him out.
Gary, what we don't know is Luke Bruce may have said at some stage, look, I'm prepared to go to another club here in Melbourne, but I don't want to shift interstate. And so when the Giants thing came late, he said, no, I don't want to go there. I'm not interested in going there.
Spot on. End of story.
Yeah, exactly.
So how come we've got to the stage where they've gone... End of story. I'm happy with that, right? I can live with that. But now it's come to light that they've said, no, we got that far down the path. We know Luke Bruce doesn't want to go interstate, but we got that far down the path. We've got pick 24, 59 and a future fourth, and we're prepared to pay some of his salary.
Yeah.
Well, and Luke Bruce turned around and goes, hang on, I told you I'm not going interstate. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to get me out the door? These are the things they're going to have to contend with.
That's right. They've got to re-establish a relationship and a line of communication between club and player.
And Hawthorn supporters are getting salty. Not all of them. So I listened yesterday. There are some who are absolutely... They're getting salty and think it's a personal thing. No, it's not. These are the issues that Sam Mitchell's now going to have to deal with. And if you think that it's all been... done beautifully and transparently and they're all happy, then good. I'm happy for you. I don't think that's the case.
Yes, and to that end, he has to win the locker room over because what we're actually talking about here with those players, they would be, from the outside, the most influential players inside the team as well. So it is a big job for a young, inexperienced coach to be able to navigate his way through this.
And they'll all come back in and at some stage they'll be challenged, right? As a team and individuals, which happens, right? If you haven't got that environment where you go, oh, we can work through this because everyone's embracing, we're wanted, we feel loved. Mm. If you've got a little crack, the crack will get bigger, Tim. And at some stage, I'm not saying this will definitely happen, but this is what history shows us, that the form of one of these boys will be, not great. And then everyone says, well, no wonder it's not great because you said you're going to trade them. And then all of a sudden the player will feel like, well, God help me, I'm not getting any support here. And I know they wanted me out. They were going to pay half my salary. So let me just say it's a challenging environment.
And I agree. You're right.
Yeah. Hey, Russell's from Clyde North. G'day, Russ.
McCall, appreciate that. I think Collingwood's done pretty well out of this. But I just want to get your thoughts on Max Lynch. I've seen on social media yesterday a bit of backlash saying that we either shouldn't have got rid of him or we should have got more. But my thoughts are that the guy that we picked up off the rookie draft, he's been on the list for, I think, about 5 years and played 3 games. And those 3 games were Grundy getting injured. I'm not sure we could have got much more for him. And he's not going to get a game unless Grundy gets injured again. So I think the Pies have done the right thing by giving him to Hawthorn to have a shot at his AFL career. Just like your thoughts on that.
Yep, for sure. Max Lynch is a young man who needs time to play to work out whether he's going to be any good. And that's what happens with young ruckmen. Sometimes they develop at different rates. Fascinating watching all the... we've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to discuss it. I know there's a hardcore group. I recognise all the names that keep coming through. And you're supporting your club, Hawthorn, which is fantastic. But we agree to disagree on a couple of things there, but that's great. It's our footy chat for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range, which has landed.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great interaction this morning. So keep those messages coming through. It's great. 0433 98 11 16. Some very, very passionate supporters, which we love. We got stuck on Hawthorn.
We did.
Which has happened a fair bit this trade period. So we'll move on. The Demons got Dunstan in. They traded Future up to pick 17. They've had great success with doing that. So good on them. Luke Dunstan's depth, I reckon.
Yep. This time last year, this is worth recapping. Somebody sent this in about Tom McDonald. This time last year, they were trying to do everything they could to move him out of the club, but in the end, they couldn't get a deal done. Stays, improves his football, and plays in a premiership team.
Yep. So there's lots of instances of that.
And it can happen.
They're hoping that happens with Bobby Hill, that what happened with Tom Papley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Melbourne, North Melbourne, they got Callum Jones in. They lost Tarrant. They've kept their picks.
Most important. I like that. So Jones, the Callum Coleman Jones, I don't think he's going to. Well, he might. He kicked four a couple of times. But I like the fact they've kept. Their pick one is probably the most exciting thing out of all that for the Kangas.
Yeah. Is he. We've seen him play mainly as a forward for Richmond. He wants to play in the ruck, though. He'd be a ruckman, won't he?
Yeah, well, I think it'll be the slow after transition. Goldie. But don't forget they've got Tristan Cherry in there too. They wouldn't trade him out.
That's right.
Finlayson's in for Port Adelaide. That doesn't mean much for me, to be honest. Laddam's out, but they kept pick 12, so no, they're not got. I don't think they've got better, Port Adelaide. That's my opinion of that.
Richmond got Tarrant in. They lost Chole and Coleman Jones.
Tarrant, and they've look at the
they've
draft.
They've got a nice hand in the draft,
hand
haven't they?
Is what's exciting for that. So
7-15, 26-28, yep. 28, and even, the 38.
So we'll know after the draft 40. For the Tigers. So Robbie Tarrant means they won't get worse with, what's his name going?
St Kilda are one of the more fascinating
Nothing.
Clubs.
Nothing.
No, well, they lost Dunstan, right? They got nothing in.
They're backing
those players that they've taken in the last couple of years to take them to the promised land. Season is going to be a fascinating year for St Kilda.
What else does it tell you? It tells you they're pretty happy with their next generation academy kids.
And they do like those kids as well.
Yep.
But they're going to be a fascinating watch.
So, haven't got better on the back of that.
Swans, they got Laddam Zinn, and I reckon they're the big losers. They've lost Hewitt and also Dawson.
I like Laddam's in.
Yeah, no, I like him in, but I don't like what they've lost.
No, and they came up in the draft order a bit. I think Laddam's makes them better. Although Dawson, I think a big man can be more important than another midfielder. Doesn't West Coast getting Petrescu Seaton doesn't make any difference to me.
The Dogs?
O'Brien in, Lipinski and Young out. So is O'Brien better than Young? Probably. Has he been able to do it consistently? No.
Young's not going to be a ruckman, though. I've heard discussion around
O'Brien's not going to be a ruckman. O'Brien's going to be, they're going to play him as an intercept defender.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about Young going the other way to Carlton. I mean, there's been a discussion about him being the backup ruckman. I just don't see him as being that ruckman. I'm sure they haven't recruited him to be a ruckman or a backup ruckman at Carlton. They'll be hoping that he develops more as a key position type player.
I only keep a cursory eye on our text message at the moment. Did I talk over you before? Sometimes Tim and I are going to get animated, okay? And if my voice raises over Tim, I don't do it often. I don't apologise for that. That's just called a good, interested, passionate debate.
Oh, you apologised during the ad break.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Hey, morning, boys. I write this with great frustration. I frequent Keezer in Ocean Grove, and Dwayne the Pipe Russell's also a frequenter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's with no joy that I attend similar times as Dwayne, as I'm forever having to add weight to the machines that he's just used.
Well, he's going a bit light.
He's going very, very light, according to this person.
Well, he might be in rehab, though. He might be rehabbing.
Please, Mike says, can Dwayne just step up his game in the gym, as my great-great-grandfather and friends are also getting sick of needing to add weights when they get to the machine after he's worked
Our
out.
Producer just came with a zinger. He's a half pipe. Our Dogs have done well with O'Brien and points for Darcy. That's the other stuff you've got to take into account, which we don't always, and that is that young Sam Darcy's going to go to the Western Bulldogs. So how lucky are the teams that can get a good father or son or next generation academy? So Mac Andrew is a great example of this. Last year, Melbourne would have got Mac Andrew in as their first pick, right? And he's like Luke Jackson-ish of that, you know, potential. So they had him at their disposal this year. Though it changes. So if it's a top 20, you can't. How lucky are you if you can jag one of them, or a father-son kid like Nick Dacos and Sam Darcy?
Well, you look at, you know, clubs over the history and the journey. You've got Geelong and the great father-sons they've been able to add to their list, and Dustin Fletcher at Essendon as well. So just on the trade period itself,
now that it's
over, is there something that we can change, or do we need to change anything about it?
Not really. I don't mind it. I mean, this year
it's great discussion, isn't it?
Yeah, it was meandered along a bit, and there wasn't anything great done, but that's okay. That's just the circumstances of our competition. Last year it was crazy. We were all going off our nut last year.
Well, there were so many.
Maybe shorten it. I could shorten it.
Yeah.
A week and a half would be enough for me. It's 2.5 weeks right now, isn't it?
No, not quite.
Isn't it 2.5? Or was it 10 days?
I thought it was 10 days.
10 days. Okay, make it a week. Monday to Friday. 1 week of pretty hard going at it Monday to Friday. That wouldn't change much, would it?
No, we had the great drama last year, the Treloar stuff, and what was going on at Collingwood too. I mean, that was a story with so many moving parts.
Jeremy Cameron moved for 3 first-rounders last year. Imagine that deal being done this year. We didn't approach it. But anyway, it's done. Well done to everyone who's got a new home. The only ones that didn't get done were Bobby Hill, Tristan Cherry.
That came too late, though, for everybody.
Yeah, so Cherry, and that they couldn't agree, so that's fair enough. I think they were the young. Was there only two? Powell Pepper was flown.
Yeah, but it didn't really go anywhere, that one.
Adrian Dodoro will join us shortly. Tommy Harley from the Swans will also join us. Keep your messages coming through. Love them. Also, keep your phone handy and give us a call, 1-300-736-736, at any time. Here's some news headlines. It's alive and well, the passion out there. That is what is painfully obvious through the trade period. Most people agree maybe a week would be the right way to go, but it's also very, very nice to see that there is a lot of passion for their team. And look, it is an important period. I guess the draft... Can you say what's more important? I don't think you can be as bloody-minded to say you can only rebuild through the draft or you can only rebuild through the trade.
No, history has told us that's not the case.
Yeah, it's a combination of both. So if you haven't got the job done as well as you would have liked for your club this year, don't panic. You can get better at the draft and vice versa. If you've done a good job at the trade, let's hope you back it up.
Yeah, and you're not going to do it in 1 year either.
No.
It's going to take a bit of time. Gaz. Yeah,
before that, Mark's in Strathmore. He's been waiting for a little while. G'day, Mark.
Morning, boys. Great when you two get fired up about the footy. It's good.
Yeah, that's probably the last time for the year, Marco, to be honest. We haven't got much more passion in us.
I think the trade period's been very ho-hum this year. Nothing to get too excited about, but I'm extremely happy with what North Melbourne's done. They've got Coleman Jones in and kept number one pick. That's an outstanding effort, I reckon, from the club.
Yeah, no, good on you, Marco. I think North fans are probably in your camp. I think they're really excited about the fact that this young man from Adelaide's going to be joining your footy club. So that is great. And Kellen Coleman-Jones, well, young big blokes, take some time, and he showed some great signs this year for the Tigers when he got a chance. So he'll be in the blue and white. I just wonder what it means for Tristan Cherry.
Yeah, I'm not saying this would happen, but on actual draft night itself, somebody could come to North Melbourne and say, look, we want to get a little bit higher up in the draft. We'll give you our pick in the top 10 and our early teen pick. Will you give us the number one?
We know they've knocked back two very, very good offers from both Adelaide and Richmond. So I'm not sure whether anyone could put together a better.
Probably not.
Draft
I'm just talking about now. A hypothetical.
Yeah, he left the door open, Brodie Rawlings, for that. Only very tiny.
Slightly. And people having a crack at journalists about the stories that get circulated during this period of time. All these things are real, though. Like, it is a journalist's job to find out who's talking about whom. To whom around the AFL world, and what deals are possible. And names do get thrown. Look, not all these deals get done, right? Mm. But it's part of the discussion.
Yeah.
And all that everybody's trying to do is bring you as a footy fan in on the discussion. So don't have a crack at all the journalists about all the things that have been said during this period of time.
And that's the point on this, and the last word on this. Some do it very low-key, quietly, doesn't get out. But
clubs you're talking about,
you'd be surprised.
But
you'd be surprised. But
the stuff that might have been going on.
That's right, but it doesn't get out. Mm. But when you get others that does get out, and then, you know, in this case, the president warned you of big shocks that are coming, and then salaries to be paid, well, then it becomes the biggest story. Mm. Agree with the Hawthorn fans, it does happen, but the quieter way you happen it means that the players can then come back in your club without any hassle.
That's a very nice last word you've had on that.
The all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range, available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric. Adrian Dodoro from the Bombers is going to join us next.